وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين.
Translation: And, O children of Israel, remember when we took your covenant, and we raised above you the mount, saying, Hold fast to that which we have given you, and remember that which is therein, so that you may acquire taqwa. Then after that you turned away. Had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, indeed, you would have been among the losers. The next topic is taking the covenant from the Jews. Allah reminded the children of Israel of the pledges, covenants, and promises that He took from them to believe in Him alone, without a partner, and follow His messengers. Allah stated that when He took their pledge from them, He raised the mountain above their heads, so that they affirm the pledge that they gave Allah and abide by it with sincerity and seriousness. Hence Allah's statement, And remember when we raised the mountain over them, as if it had been a canopy, and they thought that it was going to fall on them. We said, Hold firmly to what we have given you, that is Torah, and remember that which is therein. Act on its commandments, so that you may fear Allah and obey Him. Chapter 7, verse 171, Al-Quran. The mount mentioned here is At-Tur, just as it was explained in Surah Al-A'raf. According to the tafsir of Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Atta, Ikrimah, Al-Hasan, Al-Dahaq, Al-Rabi' bin Anas, and others. This is more obvious. There is another report from Ibn Abbas saying, The Tur is a type of mountain that vegetation grows on. If no vegetation grows on it, it is not called Tur. And in the hadith about the trials, Ibn Abbas said, When they, that is the Jews, refused to obey, Allah raised the mountain above their heads so that they would listen. Al-Hasan said that Allah's statement, Hold fast to that which we have given you, means the Torah. Mujahid said that the ayah commanded strictly to adhere to it. Abu al-Aliya and Arabia said that, and remember that which is therein, means read the Torah and implement it. Allah's statement, then after that you turned away, had it not been for the grace of Allah, means yet after the firm pledge that you gave, you still deviated and broke your pledge. Had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, meaning by forgiving you and by sending the prophets and messengers to you. Indeed, you would have been among the losers, meaning in this life and the hereafter, due to their breach of the covenant.